maybe not greater, but a growing awareness on people's part that, wait a minute, what's been happening over the, you know, the past 40, 50 years in various aspects of our society, that just hasn't worked.
Mm-hmm.
And people seem to be growing more and more aware of that. And what one of the polls showed that, what, 70-some percent or close to 80% of the people in this country think that America is on the wrong path.
Mm-hmm.
Well, to me, that's hopeful.
Mm-hmm.
I pray that that awareness will continue.
Well, time is very short. I do not believe that we have a lot of time to turn this thing around. Jesus is coming soon, and I think that the Holy Spirit has been beckoning this country, starting with God's own house, for a good 40 years, to turn and repent and to prepare the way of the Lord. There's been total resistance from pulpit to pew, and so what we do, we must do quickly. And I am so grateful for the time and the effort that you have put forth. You've given a gift to our country, to the body of Christ, through your book, Daryl, Divine Love, Divine Intolerance. And I want to make sure, friends, that you get a copy of this book. Get one for your pastor. Get one for your youth leader. Read it yourself. Call us, 1-800-SAVE-USA, 1-800-SAVE-USA. Your gift of $24 to Save America Ministries will put this wonderful book in your hands, a life-giving book.
Charles, can I give a... You can also get the book on Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com.
Right. Yeah, I think they know that.
And, oh, okay, and there's a telephone number, too, they can call to order and direct.
Yeah. All right, well, friends, it has been great to be with you here today on Viewpoint, and a big thank you to Daryl Arends for joining us from Arizona. And those of you out there in Connecticut and Massachusetts, make sure that you give a call to John Langevin, 413-593-3965, for the breakfast reservation. This will be your last opportunity, your last notice on that. Again, the phone number, 413-593-3965. God bless you. Be a blessing and consider becoming a partner with us. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255.
Thank you very much, Sean.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismier. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host and guests and are not necessarily those of the Information Radio Network, its affiliates, stations, or advertisers.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king, but in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Commissioner Norm Roach, who comes from a town in Florida, where, of course, he's on the county commission, and he was instrumental in getting the fluoride taken out of the water supply. So I'm going to get to Mr. Roach and just get his views on the background of this. Why did he want to get the fluoride out? After all, as any most doctors, most dentists say, this is wonderful. It prevents dental tooth decay. And yet, of course, he took the fluoride out, and I certainly support what he's done because, of course, I've studied this matter thoroughly, and unfortunately, most doctors and dentists never have. They've simply taken what the professional organizations have told them, and, of course, they've done irreparable harm to children and to our entire population. Commissioner Roach, thank you so very much for being with us.
Thank you, Doctor. I appreciate being aboard. Thanks for having me.
Why don't you just give us the background, how you ever got involved in this? You know, basically most people just go along with it. After all, if the public health official says it's good, it's got to be good, or does it? Give us the background of what happened.
Well, indeed, the anecdotal evidence and statements tend to lead the decision-making process as opposed to the real science. Let me just say that. So, yes, that is part of our problem in the long run. I agree with you. For us here, and for me, I should say, it began back in 2003 when the county commission at that time first decided to start adding additional levels to fluoride into the public drinking water supply here. Now, at that point, I had been employed actually by the county in our utilities department, doing environmental policy research and resource management research for our drinking water supply. So to say I was intimately involved with it would be a fair statement. So as it began to come before us and the concept came before us, of course, my access to the inner workings of it and the studies of it and the discussions on the particular chemicals being used were closer than, say, the average individual. So I actually appeared before the board even back then as a citizen, although employed, and spoke against it and asked the board not to vote in favor of adding the fluoride into the water because of the basically the inconsistency, if you will, in those for it and those against it in the science and the fact that the evidence being used to sort of support the concept was indeed anecdotal. It was a nice broad spectrum painting of fluoride or additional fluoride helps, you know, tooth decay and things of that nature. And discussion never drilled down, if you will, into the actual chemical that would be used to do it. And it wasn't a... It wasn't a good turnout in terms of the vote. They went for it. I would say back then we probably had somewhere in the area of 300 folks speaking. Clearly, the majority of them, from my view, were against it. But there was a sort of a public health sort of drive to do it.
All right, fine. Now, basically, were they going to add sodium fluoride or hydrofluorosilicic acid, do you recall?
It is the fluorosilicic acid, exactly. It was
But they usually won't tell the people that what they're adding. They just tell it's fluoride and good for teeth. But they always seem to, when you try to pin them down, why, they always change the subject. Did you get that feeling sometimes?
Well, I did. And as a matter of fact...
Hold that thought. Hold the thought.
Oh, yes.
Well, I'm going to go right ahead. But you were saying we were talking about something, how obtuse they are when you try to pin them down. What are you going to be putting in the water? They really won't tell you, or maybe they...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
To do it. It was in 2003, and the actual process of adding the extra fluoride into the water started in 2004.
All right, fine. So basically, they just sort of snuck it through, and they put it on a consent agenda. And even though there were some people, a lot of people who opposed it, there are powerful public health authorities, and they appeal, oh, the children. And then they do this all over. I mean, who could be in favor of harming children? Well, of course, the trouble is that the material they're putting in the water harms the children. But the average individual doesn't know this. Was it ever brought out that the Centers for Disease Control had actually put out a directive that no infant less than 6 months of age was to get any of this fluoridated drinking water? Was that ever mentioned?
That was. It was mentioned in the discussions even back then and the recent one when we voted to stop the process. It was in there and people were against it and people brought that to light. But everything sort of, there was a strong contingent of local dentists, if you will, who were there, and they kept driving it back to, if you will, the anecdotal evidence, the often used phrase of, well, the CDC says that this, you know, fluoridating the water was one of the greatest, you know, public health measures, et cetera, in the 20th century, and so on. So and it came to that. Well, how about some of the details relative to it? Well, we just know it helps. Well, how about some numbers? And none of that was there. So we, you know, and I'm jumping forward to the vote here recently to stop it, and this debate went on.
All right, fine. Well, now basically time goes by. Did you retire from working for the county, or do you eventually were elected a commissioner yourself, weren't you?
That's correct. When I qualified to run for public office, I was required to resign from the county. So during my campaigns to get into office, I went into the geotechnical engineering field, which in geotechnical engineering is the subsurface investigation, the study of what's under the ground. And here in Florida, that it was a common sort of angle for me because one of the main studies is the limestone formation under Florida that houses our public drinking water supply, if you will. So it sort of just had an alignment to it, and I enjoyed doing that. It was a fascinating industry and worked with and learned from some of the foremost geotechnical engineers in the state of Florida, that's sure. But in the interim and during that time, I continued to run for public office as a county commissioner here, and in 2010 was successful and took office in November.
All right, fine. Well, did in the back of your mind, were you always sort of concerned about the fact that there was a possibility that we were poisoning the children, and that this was something that had to be done. Basically, of course, what happens is we elect our representatives who know nothing at all about really the scientific studies, the background, nothing about population control agenda, about the history of water fluoridation and the back of why it's being introduced all across America and yet repudiated throughout the rest of the world. Were you always somewhat interested then in possibly bringing this matter back up again and trying to protect the children from this toxin?
I was, and in that whole interim time and all that whole stretch of time, if you will, I was indeed raising my own family. So my senses were tuned in tightly to anything that was going on, including the baby formula and mixing it with the fluoride and all that. So, but that the issue didn't die even within our public here, mind you, Doctor. Over the years, people continued to come before the board and ask for reconsideration. You know, information was emailed, you know, faxes, and things of that nature. So it didn't really die out among the informed, if you will, those who paid attention and read carefully. So it always kept going.
All right, fine. Well, then, Chris, you got elected in 2010.
And
then what happened when you brought this up again? Were you able to convince the other people on the board that there was scientific evidence, hard scientific evidence, that this was potentially harmful?
There, well, as you know, there's a lot of that out there. There's a lot of information on that. And as during a couple of meetings leading up to our budget process, believe it or not, several folks, as they always had over the years, had continued to come up during the Citizens to be Heard and speak their mind on various issues, and one of them continued and often was, hey, by the way, we'd like you to reconsider the fluoride issue. Now, of course, that was always in the back of my mind. So during the budget process, during our annual budget process, and we went through a whole series of what should we consider cutting to save money, if you will, or this or that, or consolidate services. So in that line and in that vein, I brought forward the cost of the additional fluoride process that we're adding into the water, and why don't we consider cutting that? Sort of as a segue, if you will, to get to the discussion. So, and in the context of those meetings, it was born of that in terms of the budget discussion, but it wasn't, the fiscal impact was never really my truly my concern. It was to get, again, back to the discussion of the process and the citizens' role in that and their right to vote in that and what is the chemical we're using.
Well, now, first of all, how much was it costing your county to add the sodium fluoride, hydrofluor salicylic acid? Ladies and gentlemen out there in the audience, there's a great deal of difference. I mean, sodium fluoride is bad enough, but the hydrofluor salicylic acid is far worse. So what was it going to costing your county to add this toxic substance to the water?
The initial equipment cost to install, purchase and install the apparatus to drip it, if you will, into the water, and that's kind of how it's done, actually, just dripped. And that was about, I'd say about $600,000, the annual cost for it, for the product itself and the maintenance of it and the staff to control it. It was upwards in the area of $230,000 a year. On the grand scheme of our budget, that seems minuscule. We have a $1.6 billion budget here in Pinellas. But it was still, it wasn't really necessarily a driver for me. Is it something a mutual consequence of the act by saving some money? Sure. But the real driver for me was stop adding this additional chemical into the water. We have science on both sides saying yes, saying no. Let's take that water, that dollar figure, if you will, into our health and human services to truly get some sort of treatment or dental care and help for those who are underprivileged. Again, I have the compassion for those who are underprivileged. But to put it in the public drinking water supply that serves 920,000 in hopes of reaching those 7,000 poor children, it just wasn't the most pragmatic way of doing it. If the care is truly for the children and their dental, well, then allocate those dollars for that purpose for those who need it rather than the mass dripping of it, if you will, into the mass water system. And I just have a very fundamental problem with that.
Well, in fact, my concern is that if you go into the cities, where the major cities, New York, San Francisco, where they fluoridated the water for a long period of time. The dental health of poor children is no better. In fact, in many instances, it's felt to be worse than it is for the in the communities where they certainly don't fluoridate the drinking water. And countries throughout the world have banned this because they've looked at the science. It is the most amazing thing to me that intelligent people can accept a philosophy without ever looking into the scientific studies. And you go to the journal Fluoride, it certainly is published by leading chemists throughout the world, and they will condemn this. In fact, even the EPA scientists are against it. Have you ever read that report that's put out by the Environmental Protection Agency scientists, the ones who have said that this is a toxin, should not be in the water supply? But, of course, this information has been totally suppressed. It's available to anyone on the Internet by going to www.NTEU280. That's NTEU 280, stands for the National Treasury Union, NTEU, Treasury Employees Union, National Treasury Employees Union 280, and see what the scientists and the EPA say. The trouble is that they cannot speak out collectively or individually, or they'll lose their jobs. People at the EPA have tried to get the truth out, and they've been viciously attacked and vilified. But they can do it through the union, and of course that report is available to anyone. And yet the report was sent to every member of the legislature, federal legislature, was sent to all the major newspapers. Not one of them ever replied. That's the most amazing thing. How could it be that not one newspaper would ever print this, that none of the members of Congress or the Senate would reply to this, pointing out that they're putting a poison in the drinking water? Well, basically, then when it came right down, how did the vote go eventually, and how did you manage to convince the other people, the other commissioners, that since there was a question about the safety of this, that it should be withdrawn from the water supply?
Well, it was a very good debate and good civil discourse on it, some uncivil actually in the time, but for the most part very good, and went on for about 3.5 hours. And one of the most fascinating aspects of that, Doctor, was that we had dentists and medical doctors and scientists and chemists on each side calling each other wrong. Your science is wrong. No, your science is wrong. Well, you're nuts. Well, you're nuts. And it really reached that point at times. And then I would ask some of my questions, or specifically about topical versus ingestion, and there wasn't general consensus on that. So someone asked one of my colleagues, said, well, what are the wishes of the board? And I first motioned that we halt adding the fluoride to the water until we can come to consensus on the science. And nobody would second that motion. And one of my colleagues said, well, try again. I said, well, okay, how about we halt adding the additional fluoride until our citizens can vote on that matter? And nobody would second that. One of my colleagues looked at me and said, well, make it simple, Norm. And I said, fine, why don't we stop adding fluoride to the water? I got a second. We took the vote, 4-3, and there it was.
Okay, fine. We'll be back. If you're out there in the listening audience, give us a call. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Well, were there any repercussions after the vote was taken? Because, of course, the tragedy is, and, you know, since I'm a physician, I know the positions of organized medicine, and they're...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and
I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
This fluoride in the water in the Gulag Archipelago with the communists in Russia. And then, of course, everybody, oh, you think it's a communist conspiracy. Oh, and apparently he was attacked by the, not only the local newspaper, but newspapers all across the country. And major newspapers, New York Times, tried to come down and engage them into all sorts of statements. And now Mr. Rhodes is a break. Said he was not going to get drawn into this. He simply pointed out there's a serious scientific question about this. But what they want to do is take you off on all sorts of rabbit trails. They don't want to talk about the science, and they want to vilify and demonize anybody who simply points out, why would you want to put a potentially a dangerous substance in the water for everyone, with the idea that you're going to help some children as far as their teeth is concerned? But show me the scientific studies, the current scientific studies, that show it actually helps decrease the incidence of dental caries in children if you put it in the water. Certainly topical fluoride is great because, of course, dental caries is a bacteriological disease. And basically what the fluoride does, it kills the bacteria. And it kills bacteria, and it cuts down on the incidence of caries, but of course you get the same effect from using a fluoridated toothpaste, and you're certainly killing the bacteria. And even the American Dental Association has admitted fluoride acts topically, not by ingestion, so why would you bother to put it in the water? Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And so what was the aftermath? Have they sort of let this thing go by the wayside, or are they waiting for the next election going to target you?
Well, no. Oh, I have no doubt that will come along, and that is what it will be in 2014. I'm sure I'll have an opponent heavily funded by the phosphate industry where the product comes from and the aluminum manufacturing industry where the chemical product comes from. So I get that. I'm not worried about keeping my job, doctor. I'm worrying about doing it, and we'll see how it turns out then. So until then, I'll continue to make what I believe to be the best decisions on behalf of our citizens.
That's what you have to do. You can't worry about re-election. You do what's right, and you just rely upon the Lord to look to Sydney.
Amen.
React. Now, basically, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. We had Dean calling from Washington State. If you'd like to call back, we'd be glad to talk to him. If you're out there across America and listen to us, certainly on any of our stations, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But believe me, I've studied this thoroughly. If you haven't heard my talk on the hidden agenda, it's a DVD. You can actually watch it up on our website, RadioLiberty.com. But you need the syllabus that goes with that because it has the scientific studies. It has the statements made by the Centers for Disease Control that fluoride does absolutely no good if ingested. It acts topically. So why are they putting it in the water where everybody has to drink it when there is a great deal of evidence as far as the incident's physiological effect on fluoride? I mean, this was used in rat poison. This is one of the most toxic substances known to man. Why would you put it in the drinking water? Well, let's go to Bob, who's calling us from Michigan. And if you're out there and you have a question or comment, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 464-8295. Hi, Bob. What part of Michigan are you calling from?
Lansing. I'm listening on WLTM AM 1390.
Great. Well, that's a great station. That's part of the Christian Religious Broadcasting Network. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes. I was wondering about, when I go to the grocery store and I buy things like, say, cranberry juice or grape juice or, you know, different things like this, would they be manufactured in areas where there's fluoride added to the water, and therefore potentially would there be fluoride in food products that I buy?
Well, Norm, do you want to comment on that, or shall I comment on it?
Well, I suspect, Doctor, you're far more knowledgeable about it, but I would, from a general purpose, say absolutely there's fluoride in a great many things that we ingest every day.
And, Norm, this is the problem of getting things, you do not know what's in the water, and so many of these products are made with fluoridated water. So many of the, for instance, you buy spring water, but basically, you get in a little plastic bottle. And but basically, of course, it doesn't come from a spring. It comes out of a tap someplace, and it's got fluoride in it. You have to be so careful. And really, I don't know how we're going to protect ourselves from all the toxins that are out there. Hold on.
Thank you.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. 877-330-9796, or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our Founding Fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical, which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metals. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
Fluoridating the drinking water. Repeated efforts were made to bring it up again, and certainly the other three people who voted with him, three commissioners, held their position, despite the fact there is tremendous, tremendous pressure to reintroduce fluoridated drinking water. And you have to ask yourself, what is the reason behind that? I mean, there has to be some specific purpose, because suddenly there is so much evidence that it's harmful. It's harmful to children. It's harmful to adults. It's harmful to pregnant women. It's harmful to newborn infants. In fact, even the CDC admits that no infant from the time it's born until the time it's 6 months of age should be given any fluoridated water. And yet, of course, so many of the mothers, they never told that. They, of course, mix their formula with tap water, and they're poisoning their children. No mother would do that, but the doctors don't know, and that most of the dentists don't know, and they do not understand the physiological action of fluoride. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Let's go to Ray, who's calling from Texas. Hi, what part of Texas are you calling from, Ray?
I'm calling from Austin, Dr. Stan.
Oh, you're listening to us out there on the local radio station?
I'm actually listening on the internet. Are you on the local radio station?
Well, I have trouble
receiving that station.
All right, fine. Well, there's a local conservative radio station down there, but we don't care how you're listening to us. The important thing is you're listening, and of course, the internet, from my point of view, is such an excellent means of getting the information. You can listen to it live, you can listen to it archived, but do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Two. First, I have to apologize. I missed both his name and his city because I tuned in late.
All right. His name is Norm Roach, and he is the commissioner. What is the county you're in there, Norm?
It's Pinellas County, Florida.
Pinellas County, Florida.
Oh, okay. One of the Florida people.
Right.
Oh, yeah. I was so impressed by their victory down there. You know, everybody was is following these things closely, and Austin is one of the big battlefields. And I just have to say, we have been speaking in front of the city council during these citizens' communications periods that you referred to for 3 years now. And I've just been astounded to realize how sociopathic the council members all are. That was a bit of a surprise to me, and it sounds like you have better people in Florida.
At least they have good leadership down there. Did you have a question for our guests?
Really, just that comment. You said that the cost of fluoridation was about, what did you say it was, 200 and something thousand?
Right, here in Pinellas, for our size and our water supply, the initial apparatus was about $600,000, and then the annual cost for the product and, of course, the maintenance of the equipment and running ran somewhere around $230,000 annually.
Okay.
Yeah, they will not admit, they won't really tell us in Austin. They will only, they'll only admit to $400,000 a year. But I know it has to be more.
Very well, they tell you what they're putting in. What is the product they're using?
Yes, we had an issue. We wanted a warning on the water bill. And that incident just came up recently, and we, council member subcommittee who we had every reason to believe would go along with this. It's fluorosilicic acid, and the warning was going to be for mothers and about formula. And they voted against it, and we found out that the Pew Foundation sent them a letter telling them not to do it.
Well, so, the thing is that basically every mother of a newborn child should know that this is dangerous for their infant. And according to the CDC, why you should never use tap water, fluoridated tap water, till a child is at least 6 months of age, and then never more than one glass of water per day, you know, until they're 2 years of age. And the fact that the mothers do not know that, and that they're poisoning their children according to the CDC's own directives, it simply reflects the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think. Hey, thanks very much for calling, Ray. Really appreciate it. And again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And give us a call if you have a question for Norm. This is an important subject. We keep coming back to it because I believe that there are terrible ramifications on the minds of our people. And one of the things, of course, that fluoride does, I mean, it is the active ingredient in Prozac. What does Prozac do? Why, of course, it makes you very mild. It tends to relax you, so your mind doesn't work so well. It blocks the serotonin, and it's a fluoride compound that does that. So why would we be putting that into the drinking water? Of course, we can get the materials that the... If you haven't seen my treatise on the hidden agenda, you really need to get it. Even though I do say so, certain people have told me that's one of the best things we ever did. Well, Norm, what's going to happen from here on out? Do you have any idea?
Well, I suspect that another, at some level, another attempt at whatever level that'll be will sort of be made to try and convince us to reconsider again. The board agreed that we would allow the current product, if you will, supply to run out, which is, should be running out any time now, and give us enough time. We buy monthly, Bill, so meaning every 2 months, so, and also give us enough time to send out notices to all our customers that as of this date, additional levels of fluoride will no longer be dripped into the water. And if you want information on that, contact your dentist. And it was a nice, very non-threatening sort of notification. But it was proper protocol to follow, so the board agreed to allow that to happen, give proper notice, and allow folks to make other arrangements for the fluoride. And I think that goes back to one of the things you mentioned, Doctor, and I agree, and I think it's one of the outstanding debates on this, and that is the ingestion versus topical. And even in the debates, our debates, the dentists that were there could not agree among themselves whether ingestion versus topical was cannot even decide among themselves whether it's best to brush your teeth with it or drink it. But just keep doing it. That's the concern I didn't make. It just it does not fly with me when it comes particularly to the public drinking water supply. Just keep doing it. We're not really sure what it's going to do to you. That's just not smart government policy, in my opinion, or smart leadership in any way, shape, or form. So.
And I think, of course, that every mother in all across America should be told, and if you do know any, certainly newborn mothers of newborn children, tell them, if they're not going to breastfeed, and of course breastfeeding is by far the best form of nutrition for the child, but if they're not going to breastfeed, certainly they should never mix the formula with tap water. I mean, you can either make distilled water, it's not that expensive, or you can certainly, buy distilled water, just make sure that you haven't added fluoride to it, because many times they'll add the fluoride to the distilled water, but look at it very carefully, make sure where that water comes from, and I would get distilled water, because if you buy spring water or all these other forms of water, many times it just comes out of the tap. They call it spring water. That doesn't mean it came from a spring at all. And you must understand how dangerous it is, because if it weren't dangerous, the CDC never would have put out the directive. It ended up with the CDC. I believe it's the American Academy of Pediatrics and one other medical organization have said no newborn child up to 6 months of age should have any of this water, and it should never be put in the formula. So basically, why so they don't the dentists tell the people? Why don't the doctors tell the people? Why don't the pediatricians even know this? I mean, the directive is there. We have it from the CDC. Anybody can pull it down off the internet. Why won't they tell their the mothers of the newborn children? That just doesn't make sense.
I wish I had that answer for that, because I think that's one of the most perplexing parts of this, is when you have people who know clearly that there are issues here with this, but yet follow the talking points, if you will. It is concerning to me in that level. And I've asked that even of our local dentist and said, look, I'd love for you to put it on your letterhead, endorsed by your organization, what have you, and show me a list of all our doctors and dentists in this county who your organization and you, Dr. So-and-so, whatever it was, who was heading it, show me a list of all of them and just categorize them as the ones we should listen to and the ones that are not. And he just kind of looked at me as if, what are you talking about? I said, well, you're standing before me saying this doctor over here is wrong. Well, how do I know? Maybe he's right and you're wrong. And so unless your organization's willing to help the board out by letting us know who's crazy and who's straight, who isn't, then we're going to have to listen to all sides of it and make a reasonable, well-thought-out decision, which I believe we did.
But the thing is, if there is any question, you have to figure the risk-benefit ratio. If there's any question that you're actively harming children, you shouldn't do it. I mean, who in their right mind would even want to take a chance on harming or poisoning our children? And that is the trouble with this. And certainly, I know that many of the doctors and many of the dentists, they're very sincere. But have they really done the scientific studies independently, or have they read what other people have written about it? This is the problem.
It is, and that's an excellent point, Doctor. It's exactly the problem. Is the we spoke about it earlier, the anecdotal evidence, the sort of the governing body stated this, so we must comply. And you have, like you said, you mentioned it earlier, even the FDA will not approve the fluoride for ingestion. So it's out there, and these are even competing theories among the leading governmental bodies, if you will. One CDC saying fluoridation in the concept of it is wonderful, keep doing it, while another is going, well, about this, fluorosilicic acid, no, we don't approve that for ingesting, yet that's what's going on. So it's really a fascinating debate, and when you look at it, particularly here in Pinellas, one of the most ironic parts about it is we have an actual ban on fertilizer during the rainy months here. And the fluorosilicic acid in some forms of it is actually a byproduct of the phosphate industry and just a few molecules away from being fluoride or fertilizer itself, frankly. So the interesting part is here it's okay to drink it but not put it on your lawn. So it's very all the debate and all the discussion there, and that reads right back to your main point, which I 100% agree with. If there's any question whatsoever, any question, then you do not put that in the public drinking water supply. That's just common sense right there.
Well, unfortunately, why, of course, sometimes I think we live in a world gone mad. There are only a few of us who are sane, and everybody thinks we're crazy, but that's all right. At least we have a voice, and, oh, we do this 5 hours a day. I don't know if you know anything about our ministry, but we are a ministry. Yeah, we're Christian-based. We're trying to get people to think, and we do, as you can see from our callers this evening, from Washington, from Michigan, from Texas, we do have listeners all across America. My telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you have a question or comment. This is such an important issue. It's one of the recurrent issues we keep going back to because you must understand that there is, I believe, that there is an agenda behind this. We've written extensively on that. And, of course, it was my work with the AIDS epidemic and the fact that the U.S. Public Health Service and public health officers all across America have refused to use the standard public health techniques that could have saved hundreds of thousands of lives in America and millions of lives throughout the world. And, Chris, when I was leading this battle, it said me, I remember one day at one of the meetings of the California Medical Association, two public health officers came up to me and said, Stan, I mean, that they introduced themselves. I don't remember their names or where they were from. But they said, Stan, we know what you're doing is right. We should be using standard and effective public health measures to stop the epidemic. We know what you're doing is right, but we can't back you publicly. But you keep up the good work. And but basically, they were protecting their jobs. I understand where they were coming from. There was nobody who could fire me. Certainly, I was an independent practicing orthopedic surgeon, and I was answerable only to my the other doctors in my community. And I was their representative at the California Medical Association, and they supported what I was doing. And certainly, and the other, fortunately, after about 8 years, I think it was, 8 or 9 years, while the other doctors, the members of the California Medical Association eventually did support an effective public health approach to try to stop the AIDS epidemic, but it didn't do any good. We've lost over 500,000 people here. Certainly are dead, and another million and a half are infected, and we've lost millions of people throughout Africa because we're not doing what's necessary in that field any more than we're doing what's really necessary in this issue of water fluoridation. So if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, this is the last time you're going to have a chance to talk to Norm Roach, who very courageously led the battle down there in Florida and was actually able to get the fluoride taken out of the drinking water. And when do you come up for re-election, or when's the next election going to be held in your county?
For my seat, or the seat that I occupy, is 2014, their four-year term. And I was elected in 2010. So in 2014, that will come up again, and I'm looking forward to it. And if I've done good work for the citizens of this county, then they'll say, hey, keep going. If I haven't, then they'll toss me out, and by God, that's our process.
Well, of course, that is the process. The other thing is, of course, that they may target one of the people who voted with you. All they need to do is just switch one vote.
Yeah, we have two of them coming up in 2012. Two of those are actually up for re-election in 2012, so I think that'll be an interesting tell, if you will.
And I think it's so vitally important that the people down in your area understand what this is all about. I wish they were all listening to our program. They could understand the agenda I've written extensively about it. I call it the population control agenda. The view that there are too many people in the world, and wouldn't we be better off without so many people? But that's another subject for another time. Our guest has been Norm Roach. We'll be back in just a moment. Well, Norm, we've got 3 minutes for you to finish off the program. What were the message you'd like to leave to our listeners out across America?
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that, thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Board of Supervisors, City Council, oh, there's nothing wrong with that. But start thinking about putting together a committee and running candidates, because that's where the power is. It's not speaking before the City Council or the County Commission, because believe me, the tax-exempt foundations, the enemies of freedom and humanity, are running people for political office. Fortunately, they don't have very many people, but those they have are very accomplished. Very intelligent, very well schooled, and very evil in my estimation. Well, if you really want to understand water fluoridation, you need to hear my talk. The hidden agenda, you need to get the syllabus, you need to get the four tape sets that we have, I think 2-4 tape sets on water fluoridation. You need to get the DVDs that Dr. David Kennedy has put out. They are available. You get those by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we do hope, of course, you'll get the information. You'll study it. We carry the book, The Fluoride Deception. We think it's the best book on this subject out there. We need, and certainly we suggest you go to the website, fluoridealert.org. fluoridealert.org. Don't go to fluoridealert.com or .net. Those have been bought up by the American Dental Association, so you'll go there and you'll get the wrong information because they know that they're poisoning the public. They just don't want the public to know that. So it's fluoridealert.org. Go to the website of the employees of the Environmental Protection Agency, who are desperately, for years, they've been trying to get out the truth of the fact the American people are being poisoned. That's www.nteu280.org. www.nteu280.org. All of the things I've mentioned are available for Radio Liberty. You can even get that report from the put out by the employees, the Environmental Protection Agency. You need to get the information because, you see, fluoride affects fertility. It lowers the male sperm count. They know this from comparative studies. It lowers the incidence of female fertility. It lowers the intelligence, and certainly it lowers the intelligence, the IQ, 5 to 10 points. It is carcinogenic, and they know that it will produce all sorts of tumors. They know that it will produce osteoporosis, soften the bones, increase the incidence of postmenopausal hip fractures. They know that it disrupts thyroid function because the fluoride competes with the iodine for the position as far as the thyroid is concerned. It actually competes with iodine for to a function of the thyroid is concerned. It produces increased heart disease. It produces increased arthritis. It disrupts the endocrine system. They know exactly how toxic this is and how they've been able to conceal that. Why? Because it's part of the population control agenda. And if you don't understand the population control agenda, you can't understand anything going on today. You need to get my DVD on a planned population reduction, my DVD on None Dare Call It Genocide. Now, we will have a new one here, a talk that we've already given. But these are available now. You need all the information you can get. And, Sydney, you can go up on the Internet and look up my talk on the population control agenda. The population control agenda, it's available up there for nothing. Pull it down. Well, you can use my name, but just the population control agenda. It's probably the best thing overall written on the subject, although certainly our latest talk on the population control, the covert agenda, we'll have that available very, very soon. We ask you to pray for America, but please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, and our protection. This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming over the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion. It's going to determine what the future will bring. And, you know, it's been said that it doesn't matter how ridiculous something is. If you say it over and over and over and over again, people will believe. And there's no better example of that than this idea of global warming. We are experiencing global warming. Doesn't matter how cold it is. Doesn't matter how many snowstorms. Doesn't matter that we've had something the worst snowstorm they've had in the East going back over 100 years. Doesn't matter we had snow in California in July. We're experiencing global warming, and how do we know that? Why Al Gore got a Nobel Prize, because, of course, he exposed the threat of global warming. And no, we know that the going along with the industrialization of our society, the CO2 level in the atmosphere has increased 40%. And, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that figure is absolutely accurate. It is in the level of CO2 in the atmosphere has increased from 0.028 of 28 thousandths of 1% to 38 thousandths of 1% of the atmosphere. That's all the CO2 is in the atmosphere. The 38 thousandths of 1%, 0.038 of 1%. And you see, the figures don't lie, but liars can figure. And since the average individual doesn't know what that's 40% of, why, they don't understand what's really going on. Well, Lowell has certainly been involved in this. He wrote an article some years ago, not about the threat of global warming, but the threat of global cooling. And we've had Lowell on talk about the financial situation. We've talked about this inflation time bomb. He and a friend of his, Craig Smith, have written a book on that. We can allude to that later, but let's talk a little bit about what's happening to the weather. Hi, Lowell. Thanks very much for being with us.
Well, Dr. Spann, how wonderful to be back with you.
Why did you pick up the story? Because, of course, you looked into this. You've even written a book on it. How long ago was that?
Oh, that was eons ago. That was back in 1976. The book was called The Cooling. It was published by Prentice Hall. It was actually, though, a popular book used as a textbook in the National Defense College to teach our highest-level military officers about this. The theme being, one of the themes of my book being what in defense parlance they called NMOD, Environmental Modification Warfare. You'll remember from the Pentagon Papers in Vietnam, for example, we were doing cloud seeding to influence the war there. Most people don't appreciate that weather and climate are natural resources, and just like coal or iron or lumber or anything else. Countries that have very good climate find it easy to grow food. They don't have to spend vast amounts of money to keep from freezing in the winter and so on. They don't have to spend vast amounts of money to keep from overheating in the summer. But if you can change a country's weather and climate, you can therefore do amazing things to them. You can make them have to spend a lot more money than they otherwise would. You can make it much harder for them to feed themselves. And so increasingly, this has become a major concern among the world's nations as more and more people do weather modification. The Chinese are very big on weather modification, for example, as are the Russians.
But certainly we've noticed some dramatic changes in our weather here. Certainly we know there's a massive, of course, drought in Kansas, and certainly down through Texas this year. We lost a lot of our corn crop, a lot of our wheat crop, and then we had the excessive flooding there, and the something along the Mississippi, Missouri rivers, and of course we lost a lot of our crops that way. But I'm going to let you pick up the story, because I'm very concerned somebody's modifying our weather.
Oh, they may very well be.
But how would we ever know?
Because we don't really know what natural, to begin with, we don't know what natural weather is, and from another point of view, there really is no such thing as good weather. People don't generally appreciate that. By that I mean the farmer might want it to rain today for his crops. You and I might want it to be sunny today so we can have a wonderful picnic. By the way, happy or feliz Dia de los Muertos, happy day of the dead in the Mexifornian tradition. Therefore, any time weather is modified, deliberately or inadvertently, some people are benefited by that and other people are hurt by that. The farmer, if he could sue, for example, as happened years ago in Colorado, for instance, where Coors was growing the hops to make its beer, it began cloud seeding in a valley to help the crop production of the hops. The difficulty was there were also potato farmers in the same valley. And suddenly the weather got very bad for growing potatoes. And so they threatened to sue Coors, saying, "You have destroyed the weather that we would have gotten naturally." The state of Idaho some years ago threatened to sue Washington State because Washington State was doing cloud seeding. But this was interpreted as basically going into a river in the sky that normally carried rain clouds from Washington to Idaho and stealing the rain out of that river in the sky before it got to Idaho.
But this is really a very real thing. This is an enormously real thing. And basically, of course, the cloud seeding is very, very common, certainly here in California. They'll seed the clouds so they will have snow, so they get the snow early, so it'll be great for the tourist season. But that then deprives the people in Nevada and further east of the normal rain that they would use for their crops or for their existence. So basically, when you begin modifying the weather, when you begin changing God's plan for the world, why, versus some people will benefit, some people will lose, but they do not, should not have the right to do that.
Well, in fact, for centuries, insurance policies carried a clause saying that certain things were acts of God and that included weather. When Benjamin Franklin began putting lightning rods on people's homes, two centuries ago, he was condemned from pulpits across the English colonies in America because he was preventing God from burning down the homes of sinners with lightning. And I always thought that doesn't show much faith in God's ability to get around a lightning rod if he wishes to.
Hold the thought. Well, as Dr. Stan and Sidney Lowell is simply pointing out, that they've been using weather modification for a long period of time, seeding clouds and to bring rain or snow to one area and depriving it from another. And of course, we always talk about Sidney, an act of God, but this is not an act of God. This is an act of man to benefit one group of men over another. And, of course, as time has gone by, because we've developed so much more effective means of modifying the weather. And today, I have no question at all that they have the ability to geoengineer the weather. The average individual doesn't understand this. But this is what is really going on today. So you pick up the story there, Lowell.
Well, and in fact, as you talked about global warming earlier, there are very prominent scientists in the world who will say, we don't really need to worry about global warming. If we wish to cool the planet, all we have to do is take finely powdered sulfur, take it up into the stratosphere, release it up there. It will change the nature of reflectivity of the atmosphere for a year or two, and suddenly less sunlight will be reaching the ground, and the planet will begin to cool. We can literally regulate the planet's temperature in that sense, like a thermostat if we wish, and do it with minimal risk, except, of course, from this legal issue, that if you're a farmer and suddenly bad weather begins destroying your crops, or if you live somewhere and a flood suddenly washes away your home or the like, and if people are deliberately modifying weather and climate, then they become targets for lawsuits. And so very few people or even countries have the courage to casually do that anymore. It was funny you mentioned Los Angeles or California in a previous segment. There was a case where Los Angeles in the mid-1970s was having a devastating drought, and so it hired cloud seeders for a $50,000 a month, I think, to go up and seed the clouds above Los Angeles. Suddenly, the rains came. And the rains were pouring down so severely that houses were washing down hillsides in above Beverly Hills, that coffins were literally washing out of graveyards. And at that point, some authorities came to the city council and said, well, you've been doing this cloud seeding, haven't you? And the city council then shook its head and said, oh, no, we're going to continue the cloud seeding despite this flooding, in order to demonstrate that it didn't really work. In other words, they laid down the legal argument, now that there were millions of dollars in court cases before them, that they would have to demonstrate that the cloud seeding didn't really have an effect, and to do that, they would continue the cloud seeding despite the massive flooding. and restoration to the water supply. The same thing happened in Rapid City, South Dakota, around 1972. The government had been doing cloud seeding, and suddenly the heart of Rapid City was washed away by the most severe flood that had happened there in 1,100 years. And what did the government say? It said, oh, our cloud seeding didn't cause that. And the problem is, since you don't know what the weather would have been before you modified it, therefore you can't really say that your modification worked or didn't work. But of course, when we were cloud seeding off the coast of Vietnam, North Vietnam during the war there, suddenly North Vietnam was hit by the highest number of typhoons that had struck in 1,100 years. And people said, oh, that's just a coincidence.
Well, I think because people would have to know what one of the things they wanted to do was to have these monsoons so that it would simply flood out the Ho Chi Minh Trail so that they couldn't bring supplies down the Ho Chi Minh Trail. And it worked. It worked.
Well, that, and you could simply devastate the economy
in
general with that. And this is part of how environmental modification warfare can be used. Of course, all you'd really need to do in theory, I don't know that this is exactly how they did it, but you take cloud seeding planes out off the coast in a corridor where at that time of year hurricanes would usually develop, or typhoons, as they call them in that part of the world, and begin cloud seeding in little circles. And those circles cause a circular release of energy in the sky, which becomes like a little whirlpool. So it's as if you're just throwing the seeds of hurricanes out there, and for every 1,000 seeds you throw, one or two may catch and actually grow into typhoons. But since it costs you almost nothing, I mean, typically what you're cloud seeding with is either finely powdered salt or silver iodide. It's very, very cheap to cloud seed. It costs almost nothing. And so if you can modify someone's weather in a severe way, it becomes almost like jiu-jitsu, you know, the art of oriental fighting, where you just touch someone in exactly the right spot with the right amount of force, and you can throw them on their back. Well, it's like doing that with Mother Nature. You're playing jiu-jitsu with Mother Nature. You're touching it in exactly the right way that can grow into a huge effect.
Well, of course, my concern is that they are fooling with our weather now and the geoengineering. In fact, we do know that there are these programs that have actually been carried out totally with help from the American people, but certainly our good friend Rosalind Peterson has come up with these government reports where certainly the military has put up these canopy over the sky of the entire East Coast, you know, to geoengineer the climate. And, of course, the manifestations of this and the implications of it, we don't know. But we do know there have been marked decreased alterations of the climate. And basically, of course, when you begin interfering with God's plan, well, you never know the implications of what this is going to lead to. But we do know there have been dramatic changes in the weather throughout the world and more countries. Certainly, Australia's had a phenomenal flooding. Thailand has had phenomenal flooding. We've had phenomenal flooding through the central part of the United States this past year. We've had phenomenal droughts here in the United States, and certainly going along then with the cutting off the water to the farms in the Central Valley of California, we're seeing, you know, certainly the very real potential down the line, a year or two, for some very real food shortages. We know the cost of peanut butter is going up. I love peanut butter, and the cost of peanut butter is going up because the peanut butter crop was so poor.
And, of course, the farther that the current political administration pushes us into debt, devastates our credit, and encourages dependency in people, so they no longer are taught to have self-sufficiency or think in that way, the more vulnerable we become to even small changes. What frightened me about what happened last weekend, of course, is we saw this monster storm left momentarily about 3.1 million people in the dark with their power cut off from Maryland to Maine. We saw a dozen people die during this. We saw snow coming down at an inch an hour, piling 19 inches deep in West Milford, New Jersey, more than 30 inches deep in parts of Massachusetts and Vermont. I mean, for an October storm, this, experts said, was probably the worst storm we've had since the Civil War, or the war between the states. That's more than 150 years. And that's rather profound as a weather change, especially at a time when we are becoming more and more and more vulnerable to that kind of devastation because we don't have self-reliance as our pioneer ancestors did. By the way, that storm was preceded. I'm surprised that I'm the only one who's pointing out, it seems, that only days before they were seeing the northern lights as far south as the southern U.S., Tennessee, and so on. I mean, we had this sudden outburst of magnetic influence, apparently of the sun, but who knows, maybe something else as well, on the planet's magnetic field. Huge changes in the field that were causing the northern lights to be seen where they're normally not seen at all. And lo and behold, only days later, we have this weather manifestation. Now, what scientists are discovering is these phenomena tend to be connected.
Well, if you're out there listening audience, you have a question or comment, my telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 here on the Central Coast of California. And I think this is such an important subject. You have to understand that they have a number of techniques that they can utilize now. They do have, of course, a plan, I believe, of depositing either aluminum, sulfur, barium up in our atmosphere, titanium. We have the scientific papers where they openly talk about geoengineering the planet at the atmosphere. We have a wonderful DVD put out by our good friend Ed Griffin. What in the world are they spraying? What do we know for certain? We do know, of course, that they are putting material up either by rocket or by spraying. We have pictures of they're not military planes. They seem to be usually some unmarked planes of some sort. They're not flying from point A to type B. They're flowing patterns in the sky. Furthermore, we know, of course, that we're seeing increased overcast and hazing. We do know, of course, that if you work for the military or for the CDC, pardon me, the CIA, or other government agencies, you will be put into prison if you ever tell what you're doing. We do know, of course, that they have the HAARP project, which allows them to heat the ionosphere, and of course, it's top secret. Everything is top secret. Why wouldn't they want the American people to know? Because we're told, oh, we couldn't let this information out. We wouldn't want the Chinese to know what we're doing. We do know that there is a treaty that was signed back in 1976 and 1977, where, of course, in the United Nations treaty, where, of course, the United States and several other nations agreed not to use weather modification for against an enemy, certainly as a military tool. Now, that doesn't mean that it's not being used against our people, but of course it says that we won't use it against the enemy. But then, after all, who is the enemy? Is it the Chinese communists, or maybe is it the American people? Our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 would like to know what you think. Well, Lowell, have you kept up with this subject? Certainly, you wrote a book on it.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available.
Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
World today, and Sydney, but of course, the one thing we worry about is the fact that Sydney it would get into the body because it's very toxic. There's certain questions about Alzheimer's disease and the effect of aluminum on the brain. In fact, we have a wonderful, wonderful talk, if you've never heard it, by our good friend Dr. David Ayoub on the dangers of aluminum. If you've never heard his talk, it's a DVD. It's available on Radio Liberty, and it is much less something every one of you out there in the listening audience should listen to and understand. Also, Dr. Blaylock has written extensively on the dangers of aluminum. You need to understand that the levels of aluminum in the food, in the soil, in the water, in the snowpack, in the skin of whales is dramatically increasing. It's even found increased in the levels in the bark of trees, and certainly they're having real problems. I've talked to people who are working in the lumber industry, and there's an increasing number of trees that are not healthy today in our forests. And of course, part of that may well be the fact that they're not allowed to harvest the trees to keep the forest thin, so there'll be lots of more sunlight there. But is it possible that aluminum is playing a part in this? At least I've talked to a couple of people who are in this field who tell me that when they've evaluated the amount of aluminum in the bark of the trees, it's increased dramatically. And these are people who are professional foresters.
Well, Dr. Stan, you have been a great pioneering physician in so many ways in America that I'm honored simply to talk with you. But you know, you look back to the Middle Ages, and we learn that people then would routinely just take their sewage and throw it out into the street to be eaten by the pigs or trampled underfoot or whatever. And we read that today, and we say, don't they know what they were doing to themselves? Don't they know the dangers they were exposing themselves to? A few hundred years from now, physicians are going to look back routinely and say, they put that up into the air they breathed. They put those chemicals into the food they ate. They ate off aluminum trays when they ate their TV dinners in the 1950s and 60s. They will be stunned and amazed. And then they will say, as we need to appreciate now, we're turning ourselves and our children into guinea pigs in all kinds of bizarre experiments to see how they could be influenced. With us, it's aluminum. With the ancient Romans, it was, of course, something else. One theory as to why the Roman Empire fell is it became very fashionable after the first century A.D. that rich families would eat off tableware made of lead. They would have plates made of lead. And that's what they served their food on every day. And you could well appreciate what that would mean to children who were eating acidic foods off lead tableware every day, especially the children of the ruling elite.
And not only that, but of course they lined their aqueducts so that carried the water from this to places, the cities, with lead, so that it would be a nice, smooth, and water could flow so much more freely. And there are many, many people who honestly believe it was lead poisoning that played a large part in the fall of Rome.
And your point is very well taken. In fact, the very word we use today comes from the Latin word for lead, plumbum. That's where we get our word plumbing.
No, I did not know that. Well, see, that's what I love doing, what I do. I'm constantly learning. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Our guest is Lowell Ponte, and we're simply talking about weather modification, about the danger of chemicals in the air, chemicals in our food, chemicals in our soil, and the impact of these things, especially those which are being artificially introduced into our society, perhaps by the efforts to engineer the atmosphere. These people who say, wouldn't it be wonderful if we could modify the weather? Why don't we do it and see what happens? Without ever stopping to consider what happens, if, of course, you, in the process, you poison the public. Well, of course, they realize this is a possible complication, but they're more interested in the science. They're more interested in advancing ideas, or are they? Is it possible there is another agenda? Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And those of you who haven't, of course, heard our interviews with Roslyn Peterson, and most of you who did not hear her wonderful, wonderful talk at our conference recently, you'll certainly want to get that DVD. We hope to have it available in the next couple of weeks. But if this is such vitally important information, and you out there are going to have to learn so you can discuss intelligently and then help us get it out across America, give us a call if you have a question.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a
well, Lowell, you go right ahead with your thoughts. I'd be very interested. Is your book still in print? Is it still being used by the military?
Apparently, it still is available from Amazon. Yes, there are certainly as used copies. And there are people who keep trying to tell me you should bring out a new edition. My difficulty, Doctor, is I always like doing things that are over the horizon, that are not just common understandings of people. When my book came out, it was very, very cutting edge. Many of the world's most prominent scientists helped me write it, provided dust jacket notes for it, and so on. That's what I spent 15 years doing as the roving science editor of Reader's Digest. But once something is just being written on by everybody else, it tends to become boring to me. I want to be out on the frontier. I don't want to be just writing and updating a book that so many already adhere to. However, for the sake of attacking Al Gore, if nothing else, it would be tempting to bring it back out. His movie is just, you cannot go three lines in his movie without encountering a deliberate deception or lie. It's astonishing how dishonest that movie is. So it would be fun. Of course, I'm one of the people he refuses to debate. Al Gore spends his time saying, oh, there's a scientific consensus. No, I won't debate because no real scientist wants to debate me. Mr. Gore, Dr. Richard Lindzen, the chief atmospheric scientist at MIT, wants to debate you. Is he good enough for you? No, he isn't. I mean, Al Gore got D's and F's in his science classes in college. This man is an abject ignoramus where science is concerned. But anyway, there is a book I have out right now, though, co-authored with Craig Smith, that talks about the other side of this, and that is how vulnerable we are making ourselves to this kind of injury. And that's the flip side of the coin that people need to recognize. The book we have out currently...
Hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment, and I want to go into that book. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Lowell Ponte. And, of course, we've been talking about his book and that he wrote some years ago when he was the roving science editor for Reader's Digest on cooling. But, of course, now, of course, he and Craig Smith have written a book on inflation. And you must understand that we have very real problems. Certainly, inflation is one of the most effective means of destroying a nation. You can destroy a nation certainly by altering the weather. You can destroy a nation by poisoning the population, by putting chemicals into their food, by chemicals into the air, chemicals into the water. You can also destroy a nation by destroying the monetary supply and the monetary stability of a nation. Lowell, before we go on, do you have a website to want to tell people how they can get your book? And then, of course, we'll let you talk about it if you'd like to.
Well, I would just like to say for 100 of your listeners right now, Dr. Stan, Craig Smith and I would be happy to give, absolutely free and post-paid, a copy of this 272-page book that cost $19.95 at the bookstore. We'd be happy to give it to you absolutely free, mail it to you for free. And all you need to do to get a copy is to call a toll-free number. So it won't cost you a penny. In fact, if Craig is not listening, I should suggest this is a great opportunity to get a free book you can not only enjoy yourself, but you can give as a Christmas gift to others. If you're one of the first 100 to call this toll-free number, 800-630-1494. That's 800-630-1494. The book is called The Inflation Deception. The number again, 800-630-1494. And it's a book not only about how government now uses inflation as a secret form of taxation, income redistribution, social engineering, a way to manipulate us not only here but all around the world. They can tax people using inflation. You see the collapse going on right now in Europe. I mean, they've tried to patch things up with Greece and prevent a collapse there, and it isn't working. And it isn't going to work. They really have no way in the long run to make it work. They'd be lucky to patch it up through the next election here. So this book arms you not only with an understanding of what the challenge and problem and how this is changing our whole society, it also gives solutions. We also have more than 50 pages of ways to counter what the government is doing, not only socially, not only economically, but in your own family, how you can protect your own life savings and escape from this manipulation of paper money in the society. And that's part of what's made us weak. I mean, it has totally altered the values in the country where the old values of hard work and thrift become ridiculous in an inflation society. You know, when Ben Franklin said a penny saved is a penny earned, he was right. But if the government is massively inflating the money, then a penny saved is just a penny lost to inflation. I mean, the purchasing power of the money is being eaten up faster than you can save it. And so everybody says, oh, I'm going to save hard. You've seen those commercials where they have people walking around with a big number under their arm, like 1,223,000, blah, blah, blah. And they say to people, this is what you need to save for your retirement. Well, that is a wonderful virtue, if you can do it. But understand, too, that if you have $40,000 today and you're trying to save money and the banks are paying one-half of 1% interest, then you're going to retire and find that all you worked so hard to save now has almost no purchasing power at all. As they do this inflation, when you had the money, you could have bought a car with it or a home with it or whatever. If you save it till you retire, you'll suddenly find it isn't enough money to buy anything anymore. This is what makes it so hard for people to plan for the future, but it also helps government make people dependent on government. Because if government is constantly destroying the money, then only government can protect you. Unless you take certain steps we explain to get around the government and protect yourself. But you can't do it just by saving paper dollars. Paper dollars will be your doom. You need to save something they cannot run off a printing press in Washington, D.C. That can be emergency food. That can be emergency water filters. That can be bullets. That can be silver or gold, which will hold their value over time. That was biblical money. Silver, gold, cattle, and land. The only four things the Bible defined as real money. That's what our founders in the Constitution defined as real money. And the fact that we've gone completely away from that should tell you just how corrupt a government we really have today. The other problem, of course, is the dependency then also makes us weaker and weaker as a people. Around the time of the Vietnam War, Dr. Stan, there was an amazing little book published by someone named Blue Trow. The book's title, as I recall, was The Parable of the Beast. And in this book, he said, we have pilots who, before they're allowed to fly our million-dollar jet aircraft over Vietnam, have to undergo 2 weeks of survival training, so that should their giant plane be shot down, they'd actually be able to survive down on the ground. Interestingly, I remember reading this and thinking, our forefathers, our pioneer ancestors here, didn't need survival training. They already knew how to survive down on the ground. You know, they shot their own game. They had their own well for water. They created their own firewood and so on. They grew their own crops. They didn't need a government to provide for them. They could take care of themselves. And we need desperately to be moving back in that direction in a whole host of ways. Thank God your show helps people do that.
Well, I certainly hope that it does, because I think we keep telling people that we are entering a period of chaos and crisis. And the America that we've known, this wonderful utopian society that I grew up in, is really no more. Basically, they have destroyed the value of our currency. They've destroyed the resourcefulness of our people. They've eroded and destroyed the moral fabric of our society. Everyone watches the news every evening. More shootings, more violence, more rape, more murders. And why are these things happening? Why? Because we've taken God and prayer out of our schools. We've certainly abandoned belief in God and moral foundation. And we find that people at the highest levels of our government are totally corrupt. In fact, just this last week, they arrested a member of the state assembly, a woman there her husband's a judge, she's a member of the state assembly, and she was, of course, shoplifting and took off with a couple of $1,000s, I think it was from Macy's, and she said, oh, it was just a mistake, I just walked around with all of these products.
Actually, you see the problem. They say when children play with video games, that they become inured to violence, and their mind after a while no longer draws a line between shooting someone in a video game and shooting them for real. If you're a Democrat, and this woman was a Democrat, a very liberal Democrat from, Castro Valley in the Bay Area, every day she's in the assembly voting to take away what the productive have earned so that it can be given by politicians to the unproductive. In other words, theft is what she does every day. Theft is her entire political philosophy. She may as well be one of these Occupy Wall Street protesters. And so it's only a very short step from her stealing politically from the productive to stealing directly. Why not eliminate the government middleman and just authorize direct theft? And that's one of the problems, of course, with a welfare state mentality. Once you say to people, if you elect me, I'll go rob your neighbor and give you what he has. That's how they get their votes now. How big a step is it to just say, forget the politician, just go rob your neighbor?
That old adage, anybody who can take from Peter to give to Paul can always depend upon Paul's vote.
And oddly enough, that was said by socialist playwright George Bernard Shaw,
right,
who became an apologist for the Soviet Union.
Well, it's unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen, but we have real problems in our society. And of course, this has happened. This has not happened by accident. I think it's happened by intent. We had a wonderful society, and I'll never forget those words that are engraved on the Jefferson Memorial. And if you've ever been to Washington, D.C., there are a number of beautiful buildings there. But certainly the single most beautiful building there is the Jefferson Memorial, at least in my estimation. It's got a dome top and pillars and white marble. And in the center of that, there's a great statue of Thomas Jefferson. And although very a controversial individual, I have the greatest respect for his intellect. And basically, one of the things he said is engraved in stone there. Now, remember, of course, we're told that the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and there's to be no connection at all between religion and government. There's a wall of separation between church and state. And yet, of course, engraved on this government building and government structure are these words: God, who gave us life, gave us liberty. But can the liberty of a nation be secure when the conviction has been forgotten that liberty is the gift of God? I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just, and his justice cannot sleep forever. Now, you can see that there engraved at the Jefferson Memorial. And yet, of course, now we've taken God out of our schools. We've taken prayer out of our schools. We've taken the Ten Commandments out of our schools. We've introduced sex education into our schools.
Well, the new three R's, as they say, are now racism, recycling, and reproduction. That's what our children are taught. But if I may speak in my longstanding role as founder of the Jefferson's Birthday Committee, dedicated to making Thomas Jefferson's April 13th birthday a national holiday for taxpayers. And we could do an entire show on that sometime. Remember when Thomas Jefferson said he wanted separation of church and state? After enshrining the recognition in the Declaration of Independence, he wrote that our rights rested on the Creator, not on politicians giving them to us. Our rights do not come from government. They come from God, and government cannot take them away. But Thomas Jefferson, when he said he wanted a wall of separation between church and state, something he wrote only in a private letter to the Danbury Baptist. He did not write it in a government document. But his point was that the church is endangered by government. If when Bill Clinton was president, I used to say, we created a state religion to be imposed by the government, it would not be your church or mine, Dr. Stan. It would be Hillary Clinton's church. And I'm not sure that's the kind of church that most real Christians would want. The other point that Jefferson was making, and this always fascinates me, Jefferson had a syllogism behind his thinking, and I never hear liberals refer to it. You notice this is the only thing by Jefferson that the average liberal ever quotes, the separation of church and state passage. The reason for that is that almost everything Jefferson said and wrote had to do with keeping the government very small. And so the Jeffersonian syllogism is church and state must be separate, but the state must be a little tiny thing way off in a distant corner of the public square. And so therefore, religion is free to exist in all the rest of the public square by that separation. Now, what liberals, most of whom are actually atheist Marxists when you get right down to it, as P.J. O'Rourke, the comedic writer for Rolling Stone, once said, liberalism is just Marxism sold by the drink. A statement you should emblazon on your heart to understand what liberalism is really all about. Jefferson's point was that, the liberals' point is church and state must be separate, but here's where their syllogism changes. They then say, but the state must be everywhere. The state must control everything. And therefore, there's no room at all for religion, because the state is everywhere and church and state must be separate. Now, that's the exact opposite of what Jefferson was saying. I mean, this is why you need to always ask liberals, if you're quoting Jefferson here, do you agree with Jefferson that the state must remain small? And when you say that to liberals, they will begin to hem and haw and backtrack. Because, of course, they want the state to be immense.
Yes, and they said everything that we're seeing today, you know, talking about the greed of Wall Street. But what's the solution? The solution is more government laws. And yet it's the government laws that have allowed, of course, the concentration of wealth with our corporations.
Well, the difference is simply this, the free market. And by the way, what would we have? What kind of market would we have if we did away with the free market? The free market is just you and me voluntarily exchanging things without coercion. Now, what is the government? The government is force. The government is the very embodiment of coercion. So who is going to be create a better environment to live in? For example, we just saw this week, Bank of America is now backing down from that fee that it wanted to charge people for using their debit cards. Why? Because the people rose up and because the people had another 100 banks and credit unions they could go to. So they just said, if you're going to do this, Bank of America, to hell with you, I'll go to a different bank. Now, when government says it's going to impose something on you, does government give you any place to go other than the Bahamas? No. Government says we control everything within the borders of the U.S. We're going to force this on you. And if you talk back too loudly, you may find yourself jailed or even shot. I mean, that's what government. I mean, government is not a peaceful, loving institution. Therefore, government is also the ultimate monopoly. Remember, therefore, I don't understand who these young people are who claim that they love freedom, but they want government to be all-powerful. Do they have any idea what an all-powerful government is?
They do not understand that liberty and limited government are synonymous, and that tyranny and total government are synonymous, and that any government that can provide for whatever we need must be able to take whatever we have. A government that can provide for you from the cradle to the grave must control you from the cradle to the grave. But what certainly most liberals do not understand.
This is why we want to give away 100 copies of The Inflation Deception to people.
Once more, give that telephone number out.
Yeah, 800-630-1494 is the number, Dr. Stan. Absolutely free, postpaid. 800-630-1494.
And I've read it. It's well worthwhile getting. We'll be back here in just a moment to wrap up our program. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, liberty and limited government are synonymous. Well, Lowell, as always, fascinating program. We've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program for tonight.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dried guy, the best you can buy.